Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. This week before Thanksgiving, I'm feeling mighty blessed. Our ranch has had the best grass season we've had in years. Most of the crops are harvested and did well with good prices. We needed a year to get healed up, and we've gotten it. Of course, since the corn did well and I have the note paid down, I'm planning on hanging on to the calf crop for a while, counting on next year's rain to help grow them a little bigger. This is one of my favorite times of year. This morning, let's saddle up and ride. First, with my friend Marty Blocker from Merriman, Nebraska, as he shares his poem, Outside Swing. And then I'll finish up today's show with one that I call Johnny's Ride.
Well, the trailer doors banged as we jumped out the horses, and the morning star still twinkled bright. We snugged up our cinches and bridled our mounts, as the east was just getting light. It was down in the fall, and we was gathering the steers, and we were riding the pride of our strings. When the boss says to me, "Bein's you saddled that gray, why don't you take the outside swing?" Now the gray was a big horse out of a raw-boned ranch mare. That was Cowie and had a good hip. And the stud was out of come up out of Texas. He was leggy and tattooed in the lip. Well, the boys hung around as I went to step on. The gray was known to have a cold back. But I sweet-talked him some, and I rubbed his blue neck. He sighed and finally untracked. Well, we started off smooth in a long swing and trot. It was light enough to tell soapweed from steer. And the air was as cool as a mother-in-law's kiss. As you took it in, it felt clean and clear. My Makati would sway in time with his gait, and his tempo it made my rowels ring. And the fringe on my shanks was whispering a song as we covered the outside swing. We'd rim off the cattle to the riders below, and they'd string out, and they'd frisk, and they'd play. We hit the high points, and we'd hunt out the holes, and the ground just seemed swallowed beneath that gray. It's starting to warm up. You tie your coat on behind, and the gray, he's starting to sweat. But we kicked up a mule buck, and the gray sucked back and snorts, and you realize he's not honest yet. You can make out other cowboys picking up the cattle you started. They're rodeered in the valley below. And as we top off a rise and check our back trail, I woed up to let my horse blow. I praise God for this day and my way of life, and this morning when cowboys are kings. When a pauper's a prince, and you're riding a horse like the gray, and you've drawn the outside swing.
It was sale day, fall of 85. We'd had some early snows, and schedules wouldn't jibe. My folks were off convening. Beth was just a month from due, and I knew a week ahead of time I was going to be short on crew. I called up my neighbor John to see if he could help that day. He said he could come at 8, and I thought that'd be okay. Johnny rode in that morning riding a big white appy. My dog Ding figured out what was up, and friends, he did get happy. We rode together that morning, heading to the east, expecting to find the cattle where you'd expect to find them least. We got into the marsh place, and we went our separate ways. It was sure a pretty morning, one of those crystal clear and quiet days. Ding and I went to the west mill, and we found some cattle there. He nipped their heels to make a move, but they didn't seem to care. And then from the sumac down below, out popped a dozen muley doe. Oh, it sounded like a hailstorm on a tin roof when them hooves hit that crusted snow. The cattle moved out easy like they had not a thing to fear, and I guess they really didn't. My dog was still off chasing deer. As we topped that ridge, there's a picture. In my mind, I can see it still. That big man moving cattle against that snowy hill. The cattle, they moved out easy without a beller or a ball. I've never seen them handle so good, especially in the fall. We'd had plenty of time to visit as we went along our way. Talked of politics and religion, what I hoped the buyers would pay. We drove the cattle up the school section hill and through the horse pasture gate. Beth was there to turn them, and she hadn't had to wait. That was the last ride for my neighbor John to find cattle where they roam, because it was just a few months later when the Lord called Johnny home. And it took me a long time to make any sort of connection, but I thought I stumbled onto one one day while in a state of deep reflection. You see, Johnny was a true believer that Christ had paid the cost. And even when this life is over, friend, there's really nothing lost. And I believe we had a third rider along with us that day who was looking for some good help as he showed us along our way. And he was showing Johnny how it was soon going to be. And I was the real lucky one, because I also got to see. Friend, there is a better place awaiting. I praise the Lord, I'll see it someday, some glad morning, when this life is over and all fly away.